Okay, ready to start. Good afternoon, everyone, or almost afternoon. Today's Bite of Torah is sponsored by Ben and Karen Dax in memory of Karen's beloved mother, Doba Bas Avraham Tzvi, Dora Krisberg, on Alaha Shalom, on the occasion of her Yahrzeit. And the zchus, the merit of our learning together, neshama should have an aliyah. And the series is sponsored by Jake and Karen Abelevitz, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu ben Abba, Lea Bas Avraham, Jake's mother and father, Aleihem Shalom, neshama should have an aliyah. Okay. So, folks, we are in Parshas Vayera, and I'd like to focus on what might seem to be an innocuous pasuk. There's so many big things to discuss. You know, Moshe, Avram Avinu's challenging Hashem about the destruction of Sodom, the morality of the tzaddikim potentially being swept up with the punishment of Rishayim. There is the destruction of Sodom itself. There's quite a bit. There's quite a bit in the parsha. Of course, you're not even talking about Akedas Yitzchak, and which has its own set of challenges and questions. There's so much to talk about in this parsha, and I, instead of talking about some of these big issues, I am going to focus like a laser on one part of one little pasuk tucked away in the middle of the sedra. But I think by focusing on this small pasuk, I think we will arrive at a very big, hopefully, very big idea, which will be useful. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen with you. Always a challenge. Let's see if it works. Here we go. Da-da-dum-ba-dum. There we go. When I have you on, when I have a shared screen, I don't really see too many people. I only see a couple of faces. So, does everybody see my screen? Yeah. Okay. So let's begin. We're in the middle of the story of Sodom and Amorah, and Hashem's destroying the city. Pasuk Chaf Hey, Vayahafoch es ha'arim ha'el ves kol ha'kikar. Hashem overturned, he uprooted and decimated the all of these cities on the plains of ve'es kol yoshvei ha'arim v'tzemach ha'adamah, as well as the inhabitants of the city and the vegetation. Vatabet ishtome acharav, and Lot's wife turned backwards. Vatihi netziv melach, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Vayashkem Avraham baboker, and Avraham awoke early the next morning, or in the morning. Va el hamakom asher amad sham espnei Hashem, to the very place where he had stood originally before Hashem. Okay, that's the build up here. Next pasuk, Vatabet ishto me'acharav, Lot's wife, known as Lot's wife, Eshes Lot, looks backwards. Indeed, she looks backwards. Sorry, Vayashkef al pnei Sodom, and Avraham looks out over the city of Sodom from the perch, from his perch, V'al kol pnei Eretz HaKikar, and all the plains of the valley. And behold, he sees that there was smoke arising from the earth, like the smoke of a furnace. Right, so this was like real decimation, real destruction going on here. Okay, the pasuk continues. And it occurred, when Hashem was destroying the cities in which Lot lived, Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham, God remembered Avraham, Vayishalach es Lot mitoch ha'afecha, and he sent Lot away from this from the destruction. Bafoch es harim asher yashav behen Lot, as Hashem was destroying and overturning, creating upheaval in the cities in which Lot lived. Okay, so I highlighted for you, or I'm highlighting for you, this part of the pasuk, which is, it's a throwaway line. Hashem remembered Abraham and he saved Lot. But this throwaway line is apparently not so throwaway-able, because there's a problem here. What, may I ask you, do you see as the problem in this pasuk? Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham, God remembers Avraham, Vayishalach es Lot mitoch ha-hafecha, and he sends Lot out of the great upheaval. So I throw it out to you before we get into the sort to the Makoros. What's the problem with that pasuk? It seems that there's a problem that the Mefarshim contend with. So what is the problem that you see in the pasuk? By Yizkor Elohim es Avraham, by Shalach es Noach. What do you have? What do you think? Anybody? Marjorie, you have anything? No? Okay. All right. Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham. God remembers Avraham, and he saves Noach. So there's a juxtaposition going on over here. If Hashem was going to save Noach, so it should say, Vayizkor Elohim es Lot. Vayizkor Elohim es Lot. God remembers Lot, and he saves Lot.
I don't think it's a...
Yeah, go ahead, Marjorie.
It's a problem, because Hashem knows that Abraham regards Lot as his kinsman, as his brother. So it makes sense that he remembers Abraham by saving his brother, his kinsman. So it makes sense.
It makes sense that that he's remembering Abraham by saving his kinsman. But it's
yes.
Okay. I would suggest Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham. He remembers Avraham. Vayishalach is the cause for him saving Lot. And you're reading it the opposite. You're reading it, he remembered Avraham when he was saving Lot. So let's just assume you're reading.
No. I'm saying he remembers Avraham and he saves Lot. Because he remembers Avraham and therefore he saves Lot.
Okay, so you're saying that it is because of Avraham that Lot was saved. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
He remembers
yes,
Avraham.
Yes.
And it is only because of Avraham that Lot was saved. Okay. All right. I hear that. Anybody else?
No, I mean, not really. If Lot had really been wicked, he wouldn't have saved him.
Ah, very good, Marjorie. Asking the question which undermines your original thesis, which is, if Lot was deserving of being saved, so then Hashem would have saved him. If he wasn't deserving of being saved, so then why does remembering Avraham worth it to save Lot, right? So Marjorie answered the question, but then asked the question on her own answer. Okay? All right. Anybody else? So, let's take a look at what the Mefarshim have to say. I'm going to reshare my screen with you. And we'll build this up step by step. Here we go. Whoops. Share screen. There we go. Okay. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi is always a good place to start. Rashi 19:29. I'm just going to scroll down here. Okay, so Rashi is the great Pashtun. Rashi tells us, you know, what the simple reading of the text is. And then often when Rashi, in addition to telling us the simple reading of the text, also gives us a midrashic commentary. So what does Rashi say here? I'm going to just put it in the Hebrew for a moment, because it's just easier to read. Mahu zechiraso shel Avraham el Lot, what is the meaning of Hashem's remembering Avram regarding Lot? Says Rashi, Nizkar Shahayalot Yodea, he remembered that Lot knew when Avram and Sarah came down to Mitzrayim, Lot knew the truth about Sarah's identity. Shesara Ishto, that Sarah was Avram's wife. Vishama, and he heard Sheomar Avraham b'Mitzrayim al Sarah achotihi, and he knew and he heard that that Avraham had disguised their identity by saying Sarah is his wife, is his sister, not his wife. Lot knew all of that. Vilo gila davar, and he didn't say a word. He didn't reveal anything. Why? Shehayachas alav, lefikach chasakadosh baruch hu alav. Lot was concerned about Avraham, so therefore Hashem now shows concern to Lot. That is to say that Lot's being saved was precisely because of Avraham, but, Marjorie, not because of Avraham, but because of what Lot did for Avraham. It's Lot's zchus, it's Lot's merit, it's Lot's standing that gives him the right, or the privilege maybe, of being saved, because of what he did for Avraham and also for, well, also for Sarah, but really, you know, it was Avraham's life that was in danger. Had Avraham said that she was his wife, you know, his concern was that they would have killed him in order to take Sarah. So that's Rashi's approach. Now, what is interesting about Rashi here is that what is it? What are the last two words in Rashi in the parentheses? What does it say? Bracious Rabba. That means it's a midrash. Rashi skips the simple read of the text and goes straight to the midrash, which is a little odd for Rashi. Which means that, so do we have a simple reading of the text here? Vayizkor Elohim, let's go back here to the text. Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham. Hashem remembers Avraham. Vayishalach et Lot. And he sends Lot, and he saves Lot. So the simple read of the pshat is that because of Avraham, Hashem saved Lot. But maybe because of the question that Marjorie asked about her own supposition originally, maybe on the strength of that question, Rashi is stymied by the pshat, and therefore immediately goes to the second level here of drash and says, this is how you have to read it. Maybe the pshat is the drash, that Hashem didn't remember Lot because of Avraham, he didn't save Lot because of remembering the zchus of Avraham. He remembered what Lot did for Avraham, and as a consequence, saved Lot. And this is certainly a very powerful idea. As one of the later commentaries points out, what you see from this Rashi is really the power of small actions. Because what did Lot do? He essentially did nothing. You know, he didn't do a great act of courage and stand up and protect Avraham. You know, he wasn't in the firing line and say, if you're going to take Avraham, you got to go through me first. That's not what he did. He simply zipped his mouth. He simply was quiet. That minimal level, that minimal action, if you want to even call it an action, was worth saving his life over. So is that true? Is it because of the of that little action? Does it tell us about how important chesed is, that even a tiny, tiny chesed gets a big reward? Perhaps. But I think I saw a beautiful idea, that what you see here is not just that small acts can get great rewards, but it's that small acts can have huge consequences. This almost innocuous act of just zipping it, just being quiet, saved Avram's life, which in essence allowed for the formation of the house of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Klal Yisrael. Sometimes doing nothing can be powerful. Small thing. I saw that Rabbi Zalman Sirotzkin says in the name of his son, he's the author of Oznaim L'Torah, and he says in the name of his son that what you see here is that Lot, it's not just that he didn't do anything, he was kovesh as yetzer, he was misgaber al yitzro, he simply overcame an impulse. Overcoming an impulse could be powerful, a powerful, powerful act of heroism. So that's all if we take Rashi's approach over here. And I think that based in the Midrash. The Ramban, however, gives us a different approach. Let's go to the Ramban. Okay. So the Ramban says, Inyan HaKosov Hazeh, Ki Lot Nischased Im HaTzadik, Laleches Imo, Lashut Ba'aretz. Ramban says, again, this is not Avram Avinu Zchus. This is not about what Avram Avinu did. The Ramban has a problem also with what, like Marjorie. He also has a problem saying Hashem remembers Avraham and because of the Zchus. No. He says this is about Lot Zchus. So what's Lot Zchus? Ki Lot nitchased im hatzadik. Lot showed great kindness to Avraham. How so? Lalechet imo lashut ba'aretz. When Avram Avinu left Haran to go to Eretz Kinaan, Lot went with him. Remember, Lech Lecha last week, Lech Lecha, Eretz Kinaan, Vayikach Avram es Lot imo. And Avram took Lot with him. And Lot went with him. Vayelech ito Lot, Vayelech imo Lot. As the Pasuk says, in Bereishis Yud Beis, Vayelech ito Lot. And now the Ramban adds something. It's not just that Lot did a great chesed. Maybe that in and of itself would not have warranted saving his life. Because living in Sodom and acquiescing to what was going on in Sodom, being a judge in Sodom, right? The Torah tells us that he was at the Sha'ar Ha'ir, at the gate of the city, and Chazal tell us that that's where the court convened, and Lot rose to the chief justice of the court. He was a member of the court. So one could argue that Lot is and the system of justice in Sodom was pretty perverse. So Lot doesn't really have a lot to go on here. Maybe even the chesed that he did by going with Avraham, nischased im hatzadik, he did a kindness of God. Did he save his life? That's not what the Ramban says. He didn't save his life. He simply was companionship, support, moral support for Avram Avinu. And maybe that's big. Maybe that's huge enough. To give somebody moral support when they so they can do an act of courage, that's big. But the Ramban doesn't stop there. The Ramban says, "Ki litzevet shelo halach, v'lachein hayalo zchus lahatzilo bezchus Avraham." The Ramban turns it around and he says, "Vayelech itolot." You know what? Avraham actually. Charged Lot with going, challenged him, commanded him. Kilitsevich, he was part of his team. Kilitsevich shelo halach, v'lachein hayalo zchus lahatzilo bezchus Avraham. And therefore, he was saved on Avraham's merit. Why? Why does? In other words, if all this was not good enough, the chesed that he showed him to give him moral support, the chesed that he showed him to go with him, companionship, being part of his team, listening to his charge, if that wasn't good enough, and it was the zchus of Avraham, so what's the zchus of Avraham going to help? What? Right? Back to Marjorie's challenge. What's the zchus of Avraham going to help if he didn't deserve it on his own? V'lachein hayal zchus latzilo b'zchus Avraham ki ba'avurohu gar b'stom. So the Ramban says, you know whose fault it is that Lot is living in Sodom? Avram Avinu. Lule Avram, were it not for Avraham, Odenu Haya b'Charan, Lot would still be tending the sheep back in Charan. Am Molarito, the nation of his birth. V'lo Yitochin Shetavo El Avra'a, and it's inconceivable, it doesn't make sense. That Lot should be harmed as a consequence of Avraham. right? It's only because he went with Avram. Now Avram is going to be, Avram is going to be the source of Lot's death. It's inconceivable. Now, it's inconceivable to us, and in this case, that was inconceivable to God as well, says the Ramban. Lule Avram Odeno Haya Bacharan. He would have been safe and sound in Haran had Avraham never been in the picture. V'lo yitachin shetavo elav ra'aba avur Avraham sheyatza b'mitzvas kono. So let's take this up a level. Lot is only in Kena'a, in Sodom, because of Avraham. Otherwise, he would have been left in Haran tending his sheep. And Avraham only took him out of Haran because Avraham himself was listening to the direct command of Hashem, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. So says the Ramban, it's too much to accept that Hashem commanded Avraham to do something. As a consequence, Lot went along with him, and now Lot is going to die for it. The Gamz... V'gamze haya ha'inyan shesham Avraham nafsho b'kapo l'rdof hamlachim ba'avuro. And this is also why Avraham took his life in his hands and went and ran and chased after the malachim to save Lot. Because he's not going to allow, and in this case Hashem is not going to allow, Lot to be harmed when his whole harm is a consequence of listening to Dvar Hashem. Yesh din v'yesh dayan. There is justice in the world. We don't always see it. But this story, Vayizkor, so now let's go back to our pasuk. Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham, God remembered Avraham, and he saves Lot. So back to Marjorie's question. So who cares that he, why, if he didn't deserve it, why does remembering Avraham gonna help? So the Ramban says, Hashem remembers that it's because of Avraham and thus because of me, Hashem, that Lot is in this dire situation to begin with. That will not stand. And therefore Hashem saves Lot. And so if Rashi talks to us about the importance of small actions that can have huge consequences, and it was what Lot did for Avraham that Hashem is remembering, the Ramban is saying, no, it's not what Lot did for Avraham. It's what Avraham did to Lot. Right? Avraham is the cause of Lot's being in this situation. And only because he was listening to Dvar Hashem. Avraham was listening to Dvar Hashem. And so therefore, justice demands. It's inconceivable that God would let Lot just wallow there and die. So says the Ramban. Now, Rabbi Saratskin, in his Aznaim LaTorah, takes this again, I think in the name of his son, and just fleshes this out just one other layer. And he says, look at how amazing Avram Avinu was. Look how amazing Avram Avinu was. Avram Avinu himself would not let Lot be in a place of danger, because he knew that Lot was really there because of Avraham's actions. Now, a regular person can say to themselves, you know what, Lot's an adult, he made his choices, he made his decisions, it's not for me to step in at this point. I should put my own hide on the line, so that way Lot can all of a sudden be saved. Lot made his decisions. People make decisions and there are consequences to that. But Rabbi Sirotkin says, what you see from this Ramban is how medakdek Avram Avinu was on himself. You know, it's easy for people to be tzaddikim on somebody else's cheshbon. You know, we all know the people, you know, that are big tzaddikim, and you suffer because of their tzidkus. You want to be a tzaddik? Be a tzaddik on your own cheshbon. You know, But I'm going to be a tzaddik and you pay the price. I'm going to be super religious and you have to pay the price for my religiosity. That's not real tzidkus. Avram Avinu was a big tzaddik, and Avram Avinu said, "I am so concerned and careful that I'm not going to let harm happen to you, even though the argument can very logically be made that you made the decision on your own. You're a big boy. You made the decision, Lot. You suffer the consequences. No, says Avraham. I'm not going to let my tzidkus of going on this spiritual journey that Hashem called me on to happen on your back. On your back. You know, sometimes, we all have stories, that people come and they're very religious and they want you to cower or to bow, to their religious needs. Kol hakavod. Let them be, let them be as religious as they want. We're not talking about being doing sins versus doing a mitzvah. We're talking about layers of commitment. Okay, all right. So the Ramban has a very different approach here, but I'm going to share with you now. I'm going to reshare my screen. The Maharal has a series of questions. Maharal has a series of questions. A second, yeah. Hold on. Okay, so. Okay. Oops, sorry. Let's try that again. Maharal.
You have a whole bag, a whole envelope of $1 bills.
Okay.
I don't know, you found it yet.
Please put on your mute so we don't hear the background, folks. Okay. All right. I'm going to do this Maharal with you. It is only in Hebrew, but it's pretty easy Hebrew. The Hiksha, my kushya. There we go. My kushya hizos. What's the issue over here about Hashem remembering Avraham? What exactly did Hashem remember about Avraham? So the Maharal says, what's the question over here? Vadai Avraham haya ohev eslot. Like Marjorie said at the beginning, he was his kinsman. Avraham loved Lot. V'haya rodef acharei hamalachim b'shvilo. He ran after the kings to save. To pursue and save Lot. V'haya ohev lo ad shemasar nafsho alav. Avraham was willing to give up his life for him. Don't you think that he would have saved Lot from Sodom? Don't you think that he would have saved Lot from Sodom? Furthermore, havi lo ma shezachar Lot ma shehaya holech imo me'artzo. You want to tell me that that Lot was saved by Avram because Lot went with Avraham from Haran? Why did Lot go from Haran? Was it because of Avraham Avinu that he left Haran? Marjorie, what was the answer to that question? Why did Lot initially leave Haran? You remember? Does anybody remember? The answer is not because of Avraham, because of Terach. Terach is the one who begins the journey out of Haran. And so it's not because of Avraham that Lot left Haran. So what are you telling me that this is about Avraham and Avraham? And furthermore, Vaday das razal kilo yitachin zchira shel Avraham alo pechol zed the imishum hayakrova lo matzana b'midas Hashem yisparak rak shu zocher chaste avos. Now, furthermore, says the Maharal, so we have a few questions so far. Maharal doesn't like these explanations that we said. Rashi, Ramban. Number one is Avraham loved Lot; he would have saved him anyway. Number two is that Lot didn't leave Haran because of Avraham. He left because of Terach. Number three, if you're going to tell me that it was the merit of Avraham that saved Lot, well, it doesn't work that way. There's something called Zechus. There's something called Zechus Avos, the merit of our forefathers. Lo matzanu b'midas Hashem yisparach rak shu zocher chaste Avos. O b'no sheyatzam imenu. yes, the merit of our forefathers can redound to us, but that's our forefathers, literally. Our parents, not our uncles, not our cousins. O b'no sheyatza mimenu, or perhaps a son, a child that I have can be a merit for me. Avalot ben achiv haya, but Lot was not a father and Lot was not a son. Lot was a nephew, and therefore lo shayach zechira bazeh sheyomar vayizkor Elokim es Avraham. The whole idea of remembering the merit of the parent or the child for the parent or the parent for the... it's irrelevant here. Furthermore, umikol shekein shehayakarov v'nisrachek. You want to tell me that Avram would have saved Lot over here? Do you remember when Avram chased after Lot, after the four kings? Lot was taken captive and... and this was before Lot and Avram had made that big split, right? But here, he split off and he went to and he goes to Sodom. Mikol shekein shehaya karov v'nisrachek. Originally, they were close, and then now they separated from one another. So who's to say that Avraham would necessarily have put his life on the line? Who would have risked anything to save Lot from stone? They were estranged at this point, argues the Maharal. Furthermore, Masha Halach Imo v'azav Arzo lo halach rak l'tovasa. You're telling me that Lot came? So it's one thing that we already said that Lot did not leave Charan because of Avram, left Haran because of Terach. Now that's true, but what about the fact that Avraham took Lot to Canaan? Remember, Lech lecha me'artzcha me'lanatcha me'beis avicha l'artz ha'sharecha. Now you're going to go to Canaan. So, although the journey started with Terach, it's Avraham that calls Lot to ultimately make it to Eretz Yisrael. So, isn't that a good schus? So says the Maharal, that too is nothing to talk about. Because lo halach rak l'tovaso, Lot was going for his own benefit. Folks, can you put your mute on so we don't hear the background?
Please announce yourself.
All right. Folks, we're on somebody's conference call here. Can everybody put themselves on mute? Okay. So the Maharal has one question after question, which makes it very difficult to understand why Hashem remembers Avraham and Lot is saved. He went to Eretz Canaan for his own benefit, right? Remember the beginning of Lech Lecha. Avraham goes to Eretz Canaan with his wife, his family, umikneh, and his cattle and his sheep and everything. He was going as a wealthy man. So Lot sees this not necessarily as a great sacrifice. He sees it as joining a bandwagon, right? If I don't know, Jeff Bezos, billionaire, Bill Gates, billionaire, said, you know what, come with me, join me, and, I'm going to take care of you. The guy's a billionaire. If a pauper off the street would say to me, come with me, I'm going to take you somewhere, maybe I would think twice. But if Bill Gates is saying it, Avram Avinu was Bill Gates, lahavdil alef alfei avdalos, right? But he had something better than the internet. He had communication with the Ribono Shel Olam, right? So Lot's going for his own benefit. Okay. So all of these questions, one after the other, debunks the thesis that Lot, Vayizkor Elokim es Avram, God remembers Avram, Vayishalach Lot, and he saves Lot. On what grounds? On what grounds? Let's go a little further. Vayikach Terech Hasavra. But no, we said that one already. Okay. All right. So the Maharal gives an answer. Now, the Maharal's answer, folks, is a little bit mystical and Kabbalistic in nature. I'm going to say what he says, but then I want to, I think, repackage it in a more rationalistic way, that there's a message for even those of us who are non-Kabbalists. So let's see what he says. Amar Masharamzu Razal. He cites the Midrash that we said earlier. Bamesh Amru Shasham Alot Sha'Avraham Sha'Avraham Amar Asara Chosi V'Shasak. The Midrash that says that Lot zipped his lips and didn't say anything about Avraham and Sarah when they went to Mitzrayim. Who sowed Misitrei HaTorah. This is a deep secret of the great Kabbalistic secrets of the Torah. And says the Maharal, can be understood in light of the fact that Lot apparently looked like Avram Avinu. Klester Panav, his profile was reminiscent of Avram. Kasher. And Kasher Kosav Harav Farshas Lech Lecha, and this is explained earlier. V'hakavana, and the meaning here of this midrash is ki bepnimis ha'inyan yesh lelot tzeruf v'yichus al Avraham. In the inner life, on a deep mystical level, there is a connection, a deep and unabiding connection between Lot and Avraham. Afalgav, even though, debinigle on a superficial level, what the eye can see in human terms, not on some deep Kabbalistic mystical plane, but on simply benigle on a superficial plane, what you and I can see in three dimensions. Hayalot perash me Avram, Lot departed from Avraham and his ways. Nevertheless, yesh bepnimis ha'inyan davar gadol. On a deep mystical level, they're connected at the hip. Sheyesh lo yichus el Avraham, that Lot is deeply connected to Avraham. Shehare lo megala sod Avraham upnimiso, and the fact that Lot did not reveal Avraham's status. A relationship with Sarah indicates that on a deep level, in other words, he kept the secret. The Maharal is using this language here of pnimis and sod, of secret, as a double entendre. On a mystical, deep, secretive level, there is a powerful connection between Avraham and Lot. On a nigla level, on a rationalistic, superficial level, what the physical eye can see, it looks like Lot departed Avraham and went on a totally different path in life. And this explains why it was so an interesting consequence of Lot's life. And that interesting consequence is that Lot is the great-grandfather of David HaMelech, which makes him the great-great-grandfather of Mashiach. So if you want to tell me that Lot is a guy who went off the derech, he went off of Avram's derech, says the Maharal, I'm telling you that on a deep level, that's how it might look to the naked eye. But there was some soul connection between the two of them, between Avram and Lot, that made Lot a worthy progenitor of David HaMelech and the Mashiach himself. Okay, so that's a little bit of, you know, out there, Kabbalistic, mystical type of talk. But I think that there is if we can put this in more rationalistic terms or apply it on a spiritual, psychological level, that we can appreciate in our own lives, because most of us are not operating on mystical planes. So what is the meaning of this Maharal? In order to understand this, what I believe the Maharal is saying here, we go back to Lot's father. Anybody remember who Lot's father was? Anybody?
Haran.
Thank you, Marjorie. Haran was Lot's father, right? So there were three brothers. There was Nahor, there was Avram, and there was Haran. So Haran is Avram's brother. Haran had Lot. So Lot is Avram's nephew through Haran. What do we know about Haran? Well, if we go back to the end of Parshas Noach, I'm going to share my screen just to bring us back to Parshas Noach, the very last psukim in Parshas Noach. And we're going to see something about Haran. So let's go here. And one second. One. There we go. So here we are, the end of okay. Pasuk Chavav. Vayihi Terach Shivim Shana. Terach, the father of Avram, was 70 years old. Vayolad es Avram es Nachor ves Haran, and Terach had three sons, Avram, Nachor, and Haran. Ve'ela told us Terach, this is the lineage, the descendants of Terach, Terach holides Avram ves Nachor ves Haran, ve'Haran holides Lot. And Haran bore, was the sire, gave birth to Lot. Vayichi Terach, Vayamas Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv, and Haran died in the presence of his father while his father was still alive. Be'eretz Moladato or Kastin, and Haran died in his father's before ever having left or Kastin. Okay. Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lahem nashim. Avram and Nachor married women. Shemeshes Avram Sarai v'Shemeshes Nachor Milka. So who did Avram marry? Avram married Sarai, and Nachor married Milka. Who are Sarai and Milka? Bas Haran. Milka is the daughter of Haran, and Haran is the father of Milka and Yiska. Now the rabbis tell us that Yiska is Sarah. So Haran, the father of Lot, is not only the father of Lot, Haran is the father of Sarah and the father of Milcah. Okay? So Sarah, of course, is the mother of Yitzchak and of Yaakov, the grandmother of Yaakov. So Haran is the father of Klal Yisrael. In addition to being the father of Lot, he is the father of Klal Yisrael through Sarah, and then through to Yitzchak, and then to Yaakov. But you know what else? Haran is also the grandfather, right, of Lavan and Rivka. Because who is Lavan's father? Who is the father of Lavan and Rivka? Lavan, Rivka, Rivka Bas? Somebody? Help me out.
Milka.
Rivka was the daughter of?
Milka and Bisuel.
Okay. Right? So it was the daughter of Bisuel. So who is the son of Haran and Milka? So here we have Haran is the father or the grandfather of Rivka, which makes him therefore the grandfather of Yitzchak, both on the father's side through Sarah, and the mother's side through Rivka. The father's side through Avram, and the mother's side through Sarah. Then Yitzchak through Sarah, and Rivka through Besuel. So now we have Haran is the progenitor of Klal Yisrael on the women, Sarah and Rivka, right? And then on the men's side, Avraham and through Yitzchak. But there's even more to it. Who else is Haran the progenitor of? Well, who are Lavan's two daughters? Who are Lavan's two daughters? Married to Yaakov. I mean, Lavan. Who are Lavan's two daughters married to Yaakov? Rachel and Leah. Okay, so Rachel and Leah go up the family tree. They go right up to Haran, brother of Avram. On the Yaakov and Yitzchak go up through Sarah, also to Haran. So all the mothers of Klal Yisrael, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, they are all directly from Haran. Yitzchak, therefore, is through Haran, and Yaakov is through Haran. And the 12 Shvatim, are through Haran. Lot is the son of Haran. It says, Vayikach, Vayamas Haran al Pnei Avi, sorry, the previous pasuk, Vayoled, there we go, the Haran holid es Lot. So I would like to suggest the following. What is the Maharal telling us here? He has all those very powerful questions to knock out by Yizkor Elokim es Avram, and he saves Lot. But he comes up with his own answer, and he says that Avraham and Lot are really connected at the core. What that means, I believe, is that Lot had the capacity for greatness. Because after all, he's the son of Haran. It says, Ve'ela told us Haran, Haran, the Tarach Holidus Avram, Ves Haran, the Haran Holidus Lot. Haran gives birth to Lot. When it comes to Milcah and Yiska, right, what does it say about them and Haran? It says, It says here that Avram and Nachor married two women, Milcah bas Haran, right? Avi Milcah va'avi Yiska. So so Haran was the father of Milcah and the father of Yiska. But when it comes to Lot, it just says Holid es Lot. Go back here, right? The Haran holid es Lot. He bore Lot. He bore Lot. Means that Lot has within him the characteristics of Haran. And just as Haran was great, by evidence from the fact that he had all of the mothers of Klal Yisrael come out from him, and Lot, we know, ultimately has the Mashiach coming out from him. So what the Maharal, I believe, is saying is don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge Lot. You think Lot is this, that, and the other thing? You know what? At face value, that might very well be so. And that's Hashem was going to have to calculate that in the Olam HaEmes. But that's not for us. Do you know who Lot is? Lot, who you think is a terrible guy in some ways, Lot is the progenitor of Mashiach. Lot is the son of Haran. Vayizkar Elok. Now, what else do we know about Haran? Everybody remember the story in Chazal that Avraham had a choice. He either had to give up his life, or he had to give up belief in Hashem. That was the choice. You either give up your belief in Hashem, or I'm going to kill you. And Avram had great faith, and he jumped into the and they threw him in the fire, and he survived, says the Medrash. Haran was, you know, counting the cards at the casino. He wanted to see how it was going to work out for Avram. Now he sees that Avram is saved, so he realizes, there is a God. Avram is right. So he says, if Avram is going to be saved by a miracle, I'm going to rely on that miracle too. And I'm throwing in my hat with Avram and with Hashem. And he jumps in the fire and he's killed. So most people read that medrash. You see what a hypocrite. You know, you can't play the house. The house always wins. You can't say, I'm going to believe in Hashem if Avram, you know, if it works out for Avram. And if it doesn't work out for Avram, then I don't believe in Hashem. That's the way that midrash is usually understood. But really, Taurus Moshe, I believe, is the one who makes this point, that what Haran showed was a great act of faith. Not as great as Avram, but a great act of faith nevertheless. He was willing to put his hands in Hashem's hands, his life in Hashem's hands, and he was going to rely on that miracle. So he's no Avram, but he's still Haran. And Lot is the son of Haran. So now, let's go back. Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham. Hashem remembers Avraham, and he saves Lot. What does he remember about Avraham? He remembers that Avraham starts off as the son of Terach, an idol worshiper. Terach Avi Avraham, right? Vavi Nachar. Terach is the father of Avraham. Avraham starts off his life just as pagan as everybody else. But Avraham evolves, and Avraham learns, and Avraham grows, and Avraham develops, and he ultimately becomes Avraham Avinu. Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham. Hashem is looking at Lot and saying, do I save him or I don't save him? Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham. He remembers Avraham. Look what Avraham accomplished. And Avraham started out as a pagan idolater. You know who Noach is? Noach is the son. You know who Lot is? Lot is the son of Haran. Lot has this capacity. And he's connected to Avram in a certain way that may not be visible to the eye. But maybe, just maybe, if I give this guy a chance, something extraordinary will come out. Just like Avram started out to the lowest of the low and rose to the highest of the high. Vayizkor Elokim es Avram doesn't mean Hashem remembered Avram and in the zechus of Avram he saved Lot. It doesn't mean that Hashem remembered what Lot did for Avraham and he paid him back for that chesed. It doesn't mean that that it's because of Avraham that Lot is in this predicament and therefore he's going to save Lot and not create a chil Hashem or an injustice. No. I mean, it might mean all that. But it can also mean, Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham, Hashem remembered Avraham. Look at the journey that Avraham went from pagan idolater to Avraham Avinu. You know what? Lot's got that capacity in him as well. He could do it. He has the capacity to be like Avraham. Because even though on the nigla, even though to the naked eye, they look very different, in the sod, in the secret place, on a soul level, he's got capacity for extraordinary greatness. So Hashem remembers Avraham, and he saves Lot. So I think that that is a very powerful message, really, for us, because you know, even though we're not dealing on Kabbalistic levels, but we all have the question about what is our capacity, or what is the capacity for those of us around us. And we often shortchange our neighbors, and we also shortchange ourselves. But you know what we have to remember? We have to remember that not only are we the descendants of Avraham, we are like Lot, the descendants of Haran. We may not, you know, we have the capacity to be like Avraham. But even if we don't make it to the capacity of Avraham, we could still be like Lot. Or Haran, I should say, and do great things, amazing things, amazing, amazing things. Mashiach comes from Lot, not like some would explain, because I have friends in low places, that Mashiach comes from a low beginning. Mashiach comes from Lot because people have the capacity for greatness. And we don't expect people to start off great. And that's the message of our pasuk in the of our pasuk in the Sedra over here. The Torah tells us by that when Hashem was destroying, I'll just bring up the pasuk just for to conclude with, when Hashem was destroying the place of Sodom. There we go. By Yizkor Elokim, here, by Yehi B'Shaches Elokim Asariyaki Karas, Hashem was destroying the cities where Lot lived. By Yizkor Elokim as Avraham, Hashem remembered Avraham. And remembering the journey of Avraham, where Avraham started and where Avraham ended up, and also remember, by Yishalach Es Lot, he saved Lot. Because Lot also has a great capacity for greatness. After all, he's the son of Haran, and he's got that in him too, which means that he's connected at the core to Avram Avinu. And I think that is a message that is worth remembering, not only to understand this pasuk, but to understand and appreciate ourselves and our neighbors more profoundly. And with that, I'll take any questions or comments, and we conclude for the day. Any thoughts?
Who are you saying didn't risk his life in doing what he did? You're saying Lot didn't risk his life in, I can't remember what you said.
I'm saying that Lot went with Avraham to Eretz Kanaan for his own benefit, because he saw Avraham was a man of wealth and a man of success. Who wouldn't go along with him? So, you know, I mean, how much was he really risking by going with this person of power and and wealth means power, and so it wasn't really such a stretch for him. The other thing I said was that Avraham, Avraham loved him. So Avraham, would have saved him anyway. Just like he put his life on the line to go save him with the four and the five kings, he would have saved him here as well. But there we said also it's not necessarily the case, because one could argue that they were estranged at that point. That he was off the derech. Avram might have saved him earlier, but now he's off the derech. He's not necessarily going to save him. Okay? Okay, folks, have a wonderful day. And Bezer Sashem. Go ahead.
I just want to say this little story.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so. Oh, well.